Wake up everybody. It's time to wake up everybody.
It's time to wake up.
Somebody wake up everybody. It's time to wake up.
This is Party Line on WILO, at your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. If you're listening live at 8:30, you're invited to give us a call locally. Toll free at 1-800-447-4463. Now let's join Party Line on WILO.
Happy Monday to you. It is the Party Line program. Let's thank our sponsors. We've got BooneCountyDailyNews.com, Wealthy Custom Exteriors, Encompass Credit Union, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Ivy Tech Community College, Virk's Fine Jewelry, Red Capture Edward Jones Advisor, Big Deals, save money right now and 24-7 at WeLoveBigDeals.com, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. Melissa, I always forget to hit the stop here after the Party Line open.
I know, but that's all right.
I mean, I need to put a big sign right there that's going to
put a big post-it note on
there.
Yeah,
something. Gosh, staple it to my
forehead. I understand. That's all right. I walked in here and forgot my ears, so if somebody calls in, I got to go get my ears.
All right. You can steal some over there. Yeah, we can find a pair of headphones.
I know. Well, I got the one pair hooked up for Stephanie. So.
Yeah, okay. Well, I can always turn off the mic, too, if you need to.
Yeah, that's all right.
I'll share my headphones with you. We've also got a telecast online, too, at HoosierLandTV.com. And want to say special thanks to the sponsors there, who are Ellis Jewelers, The Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, Wilson Farm Market, Ye Old Spirit Shop, Probyte Computers, 51 West Event Center, BCS Michigan Town, also Genda Funeral Home, and Minute Printed. I am Kevin, and that is Melissa over there. We've got a full boat for you, and we're going to start with the Skywatch weather forecast. We will do that after we do this.
What does the Weather Bureau say?
Hey there, weatherman.
What does the Weather Bureau say?
Tell us if you can. How's the weather? Oh, hey there, weatherman. What does the Weather Bureau say? Tell us if you can.
Hey, nice job on coffee in there, Todd Berryman. Appreciate that. So the WILO weather and the Skywatch weather forecast is scattered sprinkles this afternoon, increasing clouds. We're going to see a high up to 41. Slight chance of rain tonight, cloudy, low 35. And tomorrow, mostly cloudy, high 46. On Wednesday, mostly cloudy, high 48. And then Thursday, there's a 50% chance of rain and a daytime high at 46 with mostly cloudy skies. It's a pretty chilly 25 now from your official weather station, WILO.
It's not too bad, though, because there's no wind.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, I can take the cold with
that
no
helps.
Wind. It's when you have the wind that goes with it.
Yeah.
We're definitely going to hit the doom and gloom this week, aren't
I know.
We?
I know. But I don't see any snow in the forecast yet.
No,
though,
well,
so
temps
right.
in the 40s, so,
yeah.
You know, but, yeah.
That's not bad for almost mid-December.
Yep, that's true.
All right, we got a full boat for you today. Including a big announcement with Stephanie at the Clinton County Family YMCA. Going to have an exclusive here on WILO's Party Line coming up at 9 o'clock. But first, we're going to talk with Katie Ann from the Frankfort Parks Department. Katie Ann, thanks for the phone call this morning.
No problem. Good morning.
Good morning. We know you guys have been going hard over the last couple of weeks. I guess that's since Thanksgiving for the Festival of Lights. And, boy, it sure looks good when you drive past of an evening.
Well, thank you. We greatly appreciate it. We've been working really hard here. We start putting up all the displays in early September, and we try our best to have everything out there by Thanksgiving night. And throughout the festival, we do add a couple things. So there are new things that do appear sometimes, depending on if we get any sponsorships for the displays. So there'll be new signs out there, or there'll be a completely new display set out. So you got to keep your lookout.
Yeah, fun. And, you know, a lot of people go oftentimes, you know, several times throughout the holiday season. I usually go twice, and I usually go a little closer to Christmas. So I admit I've not been through yet this year.
No, that's okay. As long as we get you to come on out, that's all we ask for.
Yeah, we'll be there. So what are the hours we're looking at on this, Katie Ann?
Yes. So everyone is welcome to come through the Festival of Lights between 6 to 11. We do ask that you are out of the park by 11 p.m. We understand if the line is super long and you're still waiting, that's okay. It's just with our park system, we just have to make sure everyone is out. But during the Festival of Lights, we understand. But Santa's helpers will be there between 6 and 9 p.m. every day. So every day there will be somebody there saying hi to you, handing you a candy cane, and they are free. So you don't have to make a donation to get the candy canes. We wouldn't let everyone know that. We have plenty. I order them, and we get them all organized in the totes. So we have plenty of candy canes to give to everybody. If I think right, over the weekend on Saturday from when Santa came, I went over there to take some pictures of him, and we had gone through one whole tote of candy canes, and that was around 900.
Oh, wow.
So we had around 900 people come on through, not cars, but people total in their cars.
Wow.
Come through that night. So just within an hour and a half. So I ran into the office and I grabbed another tote of candy canes and I said, okay, I think we won't run out. We're good.
That's a lot of candy canes.
That's a lot of people going through, because you figure a car, even if it's a van, you know, there's still only seven to nine people in a van. So that's a lot.
I think this year, when I purchased candy canes, I purchased around 11,000 candy canes, and we filled them because we almost ran out last year from ordering that. So I made sure that I ordered plenty and for all of them to go around. So we're super excited and thankful for everyone wanting them.
Well, and it's got to make you feel good to know, number one, you're one of the top 10 displays in the state. It's in the festival, you know, fair guide. For statewide, and I know a lot of people that live down south that drive all the way up here for the Festival of Lights, you know, because it is such a great display. But one of the questions I had for you, Katie Ann, with the weather that we've had here lately, the strong winds and everything, has that proposed very many problems for you guys out there?
So, yes and no. It depends on how fast the wind is. So we have all of our displays pretty secured. We stake them down. We have them super tight with the wire. So we're hoping that we don't have any problems this season. I know last season that one storm that came through and kind of got our hopes down with some of our displays. So this year we've kind of taken those precautions and we've double-checked everything. So we're hoping that no matter what the gust of wind is, that our displays are still going to be in tip-top shape.
What else did you want us to know? I know you've got kettle corn and some other things that you're offering. And then I had a question about you mentioned donations a minute ago. Are they coming in and on schedule?
Yeah, so every night we are getting donations, which we thank everybody in the community. We thank everyone from the surrounding communities that come through and donate. Even if you just have 50 cents, 50 cents can go a long way. So don't get discouraged if you don't have anything. We have had a couple of people ask us if we have it through card or an online way. We do not have that yet. That's in my goals to have for the next following years, to be able to have something like that. But any amount of change and cash is perfect. We love it. We're ran purely on donations, and we couldn't do the Festival of Lights without them. So we have donation boxes around Clinton County as well. If you're not able to make it through the lights and want to do a donation, you can. So the boxes are cardboard boxes, and it has a Festival of Lights picture on it. And they're placed at Gilman's, Gem City Junction, Arnie's, Pepe's, Vintage Cafe, Downtown Diner, Booker's in Kirkland, Angry Donkey in Michigan Town, South Fork in Mulberry. We have them at Schultz IGA here in town, too, and same with Milky Way. So if you can't make it out to the lights and you want to donate, those boxes are there. You can place them in there. And I've been in contact with everyone that's at those restaurants or those businesses, and so they've been keeping an eye on it. So we are getting your donations, and we greatly thank you for them. And we also have kettle corn. Miss Kim Wiles, she has Ozark Kettle Corn. She's here at the park every night, depending on weather. So if there's going to be a huge storm or if it's going to drop pretty low degree weather, single digit weather. She said it's weather permitting, and she's going to let me know every time if she's able to be there or not. So I'll make a post on our Facebook page. But her kettle corn is all handmade right then and there. It's delicious. She's got caramel corn, chocolate corn, and the regular kettle corn. And her large bag is $10. And she's been doing a really cool deal with us to where sometimes on those nights she gives a free bag of kettle corn away to the 30th customer in honor of it being our 30th anniversary. So she's been pretty excited about this year and everything. And then Big Country Barbecue, he's out there at the concession stand Wednesday through Saturday. So if you're looking for dinner after you see the lights, you can park next to the concession stand in those designated areas that we ask. And you can go on in and have some dinner.
Very good. Well, yeah. I'm looking forward to getting over there. I know the last couple of years when I have driven past, you know, that doesn't do a whole lot for you. But this year I drive past it. I dropped one of the boys off at the roller rink over there a couple weeks ago. And I dropped him off at the entrance. I said, you're on your own. I'm not getting stuck in there trying to drop you off. So he was fine with that. But it looks so good from quite a distance. I mean, you guys really done a nice job this year.
Thank you. And I did miss a donation box. So we do also have one at CNR Catering. And then there are placemats all over, too. So I just recognize that I did that. So
it would have been easier. It would have been easier if you told us where you didn't have them.
I know. Well, we don't have them at a lot of places.
Well, I love the fact that the majority of the places are restaurants because everybody has change after you eat.
Yeah.
Yes.
So it's perfect.
Yep. That was my philosophy on it. We did try a couple places in the beginning to see, but I had to make the decision of, okay, most people have cash and most people have card at these places, so in order to get them, in order to get the donation, we're like, oh, we might need to move it to where people are paying with cash, which is a rare commodity sometimes.
Exactly. Yes. I know that Rural King has a donation tree. Has a tree.
Yeah.
Can you tell us a little more about that?
Yes, I would love to. So our donation tree that's at Rural King is not for the Festival of Lights. It is purely for our zoo. So on the tree, we've decorated it with different ornaments, but also we have pictures of some of our animals. And on the back of those cards, it has a item from Rural King with the item number and what it is. And that way you can go in the store, pick up the item from Rural King, purchase it, and put it straight in that tote. And then we come once a day, if not every other day, and we pick up that tote and we collect those donations and then we put a new tote out there. So there will always be a tote for you to put the item that you've purchased, but we're super excited about it. It's new. It's different. We kind of heard about it in different places, and so I said, well, let's try it. Let's do it and see what we can get. Because all of our animals are in need of different things and items during the winter seasons because they have to come inside. So everyone knows when you're out during the summer and spring, you're doing all kinds of things, you're active and you're engaging, and then when you come in during the winter, you kind of get bored. So our animals get that same way. So we try to give them as many items as possible to keep them from going a little stir crazy in the in their enclosure. So
I know how they feel.
Yeah, not only that, but I would not even, you know, other than basic livestock items, I wouldn't have a clue, you know, for some of the animals, what they need, what kind, and even food or snacks or anything like that, just because of not being familiar with their diet.
That's
great.
The thing too. Yeah, so we made it as easy as possible. The only thing we didn't do was put where the aisle number on there. We did put the item number and then what it is. So that way it helps out Rural King, and then it helps us out too. So we thank Rural King for letting us do it. I know I've been in contact with Bruce. He's the manager there, and he's very excited about it. So he has even stated that he loves the idea so much that he wants to continue it for next year. So we are very thankful for our community enjoying and loving our park system and our animals.
Well, there's a lot to love. And having 30 years of doing this, going back to 1992, Melissa, do you remember the first year?
Oh, yeah.
It was probably a much smaller scale.
I do, and it was great because my kids were still young, especially my daughter.
Yeah.
And we were able to go through as a family and just really enjoy it. In fact, we would actually load up everybody when we'd have my family's Christmas. We would all just jump in our cars and, you know, we'd go through with like four or five cars loaded with our families and go through together.
Make a night of it.
Yep, and stop at the concession stand and have a hot chocolate and just had a really good time.
Yeah.
Very good.
And we're excited, too, because Tom's Coffee, their coffee truck will be here on the weekends, too. So when you said hot chocolate, it reminded me of they'll be here, and then also hot chocolate will be in the concession stand, too. And then I had one other thing to let everybody know. We want everyone to know that the lights are not only at TPA Park, but we also have some displays over at Veterans Park and in Prairie Creek Park. We kind of try to go with the theme for this year's parade, the toys, trains, and candy canes. So there's some different things over in our other parks. So once you go through TPA, kind of make your loop around to see the other ones. And then you can stop at the Santa Express over at Prairie Creek Park, too.
That's cool. You, the Parks Department out there, you guys should be commended. You do an amazing job, and I think a lot of people forget. You know, they think of TPA Park. That's the first one that comes to mind. Veterans Park comes to mind, and then also Prairie Creek Park. But you guys have several parks in the city that you guys take care of.
Yes, we do. And we are very grateful for them. We love them. And we are glad that they're in different parts of the city to where everyone has a park that they can go to in their neighborhood.
Yeah, that's awesome. Now, do you guys, I think, Melissa, you'd mentioned it the other night on the Christmas Music Box. Do they decorate Dorner Park at all? Do you know KDN?
We do not decorate Dorner Park. It's been an idea to decorate all of our parks.
Mm-hmm.
But for right now, we have it at Veterans Park and Prairie Creek Park. Well, Veterans Park, because of the downtown area, and then now Prairie Creek, with it being its first year, first full year, and then being able to decorate it for Christmas. So it's in the plans to think about doing it at other parks, but for right now, we have our hands full with the three parks.
Yeah, exactly. Well,
we're just setting everything up.
And you guys have got so many renovations and everything going on at Dorner's Park, it would be kind of hard to even think about taking on that as well. I just remember Dorner Park as a kid. That was the place that we liked to go because TPA was always so packed with people. A lot of people forgot about Dorner's, so we would go to Dorner's and hang out and play basketball and horseshoes and everything and have a nice, quiet, enjoyable time.
Yeah. We're very excited about everyone wanting to come through and see our lights. When I was there this past Saturday with Santa, we were handing out candy canes, and we had a family tell us that this was the best light show that they have ever been to. And they are from Westfield. So they were driving from Westfield to come see our light display. So it definitely was an amazing thing to hear and very exciting that they wanted to come to ours.
Yeah. Like I said, I have friends that come up from I call it Southern Indiana. It's Bloomington. I guess it's not that far out from Indianapolis on the south side. But I have friends that come up from Bloomington just for that reason and come up and see the lights. And, of course, we go out to eat and everything, but I would like to hope that they come to see us, but it's more for the lights. I know that, so.
Yeah.
Katie Ann, thanks for the call this morning.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you for having me on. I greatly appreciate it. If you guys need anything from the park system, you just know who to call. Call us. Give us a call.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Katie Ann. Tell Bart we said hi.
I will. Thank you. You have a good day, guys.
You too. Thank you. Well, she's just always a bundle of energy. Appreciate her
calling. Yeah, the Parks Department is very lucky to have her and her enthusiasm and her, I think, the fact that she wants to bring a lot of the technology into it and her getting the park online. And I think it's going to be amazing. It's going to be an amazing partnership there.
Yeah, we've got a couple really exciting years to look forward to here with a lot going on at the park system and in Frankfort.
definitely.
Okay, so a lot going on this past Saturday in downtown Frankfort with the Christmas tree lighting ceremony. I don't know why I didn't line up Mary Lynn Peter to call us this morning and give us a rundown
overview on everything. So
everything looked really cool from where I was at. I was in the area and would walk over here and do this and then walk over here and do that. But it was all pretty much on the courthouse square. Mm-hmm. But it was cold. It was just cold. There's no two ways about it.
Yeah, it was.
I want to give a couple orchids here to, of course, Mary Lynn and Tammy Danner. I dig very deep for Mary Lynn because it seems like everything I saw on Facebook, it was Mary Lynn doing this and calling that person and coordinating that person and yelling at them if they needed to. So big orchids to them, too. Also to the city of Frankfort for, I think, I heard it from two different people, 60 floats.
Everything I heard was that it was fantastic, bigger and better than ever. And, you know, I hate the fact that I couldn't be here. Mm-hmm. And Carroll County both, because I was in Carroll County while you were in Clinton County. So, you know, everything I heard was that it was fantastic. I was trying to keep up on social media, and people were talking about it quite a bit. And just a kudos to them for everything they did, all of them, everybody involved.
I got a really cool picture of the mayor standing with Reese getting ready to flip the switch.
Well, and I knew that family was going to be very proud of that. I know the Farrell family pretty well, so it was pretty cool when they announced that's who that was going to do that.
They had some members of the Frankfort band, and they had carolers and hot chocolate and all kinds of stuff. It was nice. And somebody had posted, you know, you're always going to have one of those posters. Somebody posted yesterday, I didn't have the Hallmark movie feel. And it's like, where were you?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So big orchids to Mary Lynn and Tammy and the city of Frankfort and everyone for letting them do that. Now, that's good because they can't do it all, and they look for people looking to do things. And we've heard Kim Stevens say before they're very, you know, encouraging of that.
Yeah.
Also, we had the parade on HoosierlandTV.com with Bill Gant announcing that. So that's archived now. You can go check that out.
Really cool stuff going on in Clinton County. And we missed it all week long, and I'm sorry, and I apologize now to the community of Rossville, but they had their big craft show up there at the Fine Arts. And it's cool that the Fine Arts Department at Rossville actually puts that on.
Yeah, that's cool.
And I heard that was very successful. And
I remember that last year. I didn't hear anything about it this year.
I heard it was very successful. And, you know, like you said, everything that was going on in Kirkland, big crowd at Kirkland yesterday going on, too, as well. And
did you guys have a lot of people up there in Carroll County?
Yeah, Carroll County was packed as well. Flora, of course, Friday night, it started Friday night with the Parade of Lights in Flora.
Mm-hmm.
Big crowd, beautiful, beautiful stuff up there. I didn't get a chance to go. I had a lot of people sending me pictures and everything. Right. And Flora, I guess, was alive
on
Friday night.
With the lights.
I know. I really wanted to go see it because I love the one up at Shipshawana. I go up there every year and see that one. But I wanted to see Flora's. But the pictures and everything were amazing. And then Camden had their shops all open up for their festival yesterday. And we had Burlington had their Christmas walk on Saturday night, and that was fun. They had wagon rides. They had all kinds of stuff going on there at the park, and they were taking wagon rides all through Burlington to see the lights that everybody had put up.
Oh, nice.
And Santa and Mrs. Claus were there, and Mrs. Claus, the library, was actually giving out free books to kids.
I love it.
So even Puddin' got a book. Puddin's not one to go to anybody. She's very cautious.
Sure.
But she liked Mrs. Claus, and she liked Santa Claus.
Okay.
We'll see next year, maybe a different story. But, Puddin' got a book, and so, but it was really cool to see everybody in our communities locally just celebrating the holidays, getting out, and just having a good time.
Yeah, just enjoying family and friends and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Everybody was seeing everybody, and that was the thing. A lot of people, I don't know about you, what you experienced here, but
it was good.
It was the same good thing at Carroll County. It was like, oh, I hadn't seen you in forever. So good to see. And people just talking and enjoying themselves.
It's good to see you again, isn't it?
Yep, definitely.
All right, we got Stephanie Cooper coming up in a moment. I hate to be a negative Nilly, but I do have an onion from the weekend. A lot of us have seen the detour signs around town. And this is basically where I think NDOT will bring in like these signs that may say like 421 detour or 45 miles per hour, slow down, detour.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll put the sandbags on them to hold them down.
To hopefully
right?
hold them up, yeah.
Well, we had a lot of wind Friday and Thursday. And one of those down there to what would be the east of Heather's Flowers, it was the one for 421 telling you a little further down. And it fell over in the wind Friday night. And I saw it Friday night from a window where I was. And then Saturday morning, I was out and about a little bit. And by the time Saturday night rolled around, we got through the parade and a lot of stuff downtown. It was like 9:30. I was in the area, and it was still in the road.
They never picked it up.
No, they – I mean, and I'm not throwing anybody under the bus, but there was – all kinds of people from the city, me, I ended up pulling it off the road and just setting it on the sidewalk.
It
got ran over a couple of times. It's all bent and mangled, and I just was surprised that somebody.
Well, and with that kind of wind, and I'm sorry, but you would think that they would go out and they would check for things like that.
And the one over there on Kiger by Village Pantry is, I mean, it's like mangled bad. It fell over the weekend, too, and somebody had run over it, so it's all twisted.
It up. So with all the ones that we've had out in the country, with all the construction and everything, we get that high wind and everything, or we get somebody that wasn't paying attention and ran over it. I mean, we see them going by in the pickup trucks all the time, like they're driving around looking for a problem.
Right, right.
So, but, yeah, I'm kind of surprised that it's laid that long. I agree. That's an onion.
Yeah, I pulled it off. It's still on the sidewalk. Someone can go stand it up.
Yeah.
Before we take a break, we got time for a quickie from John Fickle. Hey, man.
Hey, how y'all doing?
We're good.
Hey, I commend the Parks Department. When you go through, we call by the old Rock House. They got the tunnel for the lights and stuff.
Yeah.
And it's good music. I like it when you first go in, you can turn it over to the radio station and listen to the music as you go through there.
Yeah, thanks for the plug there.
That's awesome.
We enjoy it. We enjoy it. Bill and I talked about that. We had to do some convincing, a little bit of convincing when he and I thought we should do this. Of course, I understand it's Bill and I.
right. That concern.
But, you know.
Is this our third year for playing Christmas music?
I think this is our third year for, it is.
I'm going to ask Melissa a question. I know you probably don't remember because you're not young as me and Melissa is. Do you remember back in about the 30 years ago, or maybe 40 years ago, they used to have a school bus come out there.
Yes.
During the summer.
Yes.
And they had the Shetland ponies that you could ride.
Yep. You're right. They did. They had the pony rides out there.
Where was this? TPA?
At the TPA park. Yeah. They used to have.
Right where the Sioux is right now.
Okay.
They used to have a guy come in there and walk the ponies around, and you get to ride them. And
but that you know, a lot of that was before we had the zoo out there. And they used to bring the Shetland ponies out years ago. I remember riding those when I was a kid.
I do too. That's the reason why I said he's not younger than me and you. And
if you remember that, do you remember the concession stand being open during the summer at Dorner Park?
Yes, and I remember
they had a concession stand at Dorner Park.
Yeah, there was a little rock, kind of rock and block building. In
is there where the restrooms are now? Is it there in that
area?
Okay,
yeah.
I can see that.
Yeah, little tiny square concession stand.
And, yep, and you could buy a bag of candy for like a 10 cents or a nickel.
Yeah,
the
good old penny candy. Yeah, good old penny candy.
Hey, John, we got to roll, man. Give us a call back later if you want.
Alrighty, thank you, guys.
Appreciate it. Have a good day. Taking a break, we've got Stephanie Cooper next with the Clinton County Family YMCA on Wilo's Party Line.